What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is gonna be a quick one. It's gonna be titled, She Activated the Jew Whistle. So I'm out here at the bus stop waiting for my bus. It's a little bit after 11 o'clock at night. So I'm waiting for my bus to go home. And just like anywhere in the world, at night, you're always gonna get, you know, crazy people, homeless people, shit like that. So, some girl, crazy girl, homeless girl, was walking around, and she was dealing with this other dude, probably a crazy homeless person too. And I heard coins drop, you know? That's a Jew whistle right there, okay? And after the crazy lady and her crazy boyfriend or whatever, after they left, I decided to go and investigate. And indeed, money was dropped. It was cents, okay? It wasn't like a whole euro or anything like that, but she dropped like a good 10 plus coins, with coins ranging anywhere from 5 to like 20 cents, you know? That's like what, 2 euros there, maybe more? Now, I started collecting like 2 of them, but a old man came over and obviously he needed them more than me, so I gave him the coins I collected, and I let him collect the coins that were remaining. So that actually works in my favor charity wise because I did collect the coins, even though I collected like 25 cents, you know, I gave it to him, so that's charity in my favor. Now, what this video really is about, guys, is that a penny saved is a penny earned. However, what about a penny found is a penny earned? Let me tell you something about us Jews, okay? I was, this was like 13 years ago before I became a cab driver, okay? I was interviewing at this company in Chatsworth. It was a moving company, like a $1 million moving company in Chatsworth. The owner was a Jew, and they say this Jewish owner was so stingy, he was so money hungry, that he would go into the parking lots at night and he would look for dropped coinage, okay? He would pick up only 5 cents or greater. He doesn't waste his time bending over for 1 cent. It has to be 5 cents or greater. Now imagine, this is a old Jewish dude, multi-millionaire, owner of a big-ass moving company in Chatsworth, yet he's walking around the parking lots like I am right now, and he's bending over to pick up 5 cents or more, okay? This is what I want everybody here to understand. At the end of the day, guys, you know, I'm looking to see if there's any money down here left. I really am. So you guys out there, I know some people are gonna say you Jews are really sad and pathetic, and you know what, at the end of the day, dude, even if I get like 25 cents, 50 cents, you know, 50 cents is still enough to buy me, you know, a pastry or some celery from the farmer's market or a central market. So at the end of the day, guys, I don't care how big the money is. I don't care if it's $100 million or if it's 10 cents. At the end of the day, man, for us Jews, money is money. Okay, guys? And this is what I want you guys out there to understand, and to learn as well is that you guys out there, you must be walking around literally looking for money. Look, when I was at a mall in freaking, Colombia, I saw 2,000 pesos, okay? 2,000 pesos, that's like, what, 50 American cents? Well, guess what? That is enough for me to buy empanadas, okay? So, when I was at the Beta Mill pub, I saw $20. I think that $20 was probably one of the biggest amount of money I ever find on the ground. I don't think I ever found anything more than 20. I found $10, I found a dollar, I found $5, but I don't think I ever found more than $20 missing on the ground before. So that was a good find for me, okay? That was enough for me to get like coffee for like half a month, you know? So you guys out there watching this video, man, if you all want to make money, man, you gotta be walking around always looking at the floor. You know, it's better for you to be looking at the floor than, you know, ogling some dirty sharmuta, man. I mean, the dirty sharmuta ain't gonna do you jack squat, but you know what, finding a dollar, that's enough. You know, what's a dollar good for? You know, you can buy, you know, maybe a candy bar, okay? What's 50 cents good for? You know, you can buy some salary, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, money has to be on your mind 24/7, you know? I know a lot of people out there, you know, they think we're sad and pathetic because we're money hungry and shit like that. Guys, the only real difference between us Jews and you Goyim, other than our IQ is higher than yours, is that we are so fucking money hungry, guys. We are money hungry, you know. And the thing is, even though we're money hungry, we're actually quite charitable with our money, you know, believe it or not. And the reason why we are charitable with our money is because we know we can make that money again, because again, going back to the high IQ. So this video for you guys out there, you gotta understand, man, you gotta be a Jew nowadays, you know? You gotta think like a Jew, okay? Money, money, money. No matter where you go, guys. I don't care if you're in Colombia. I don't care if you're in Latvia. I don't care if you're at the bus station. I don't care where the fuck you are. You'll be walking around looking for money on the ground. That's how you train your brain to always be thinking about money. Guys, every time I go somewhere, I literally think, how much is this gonna cost me? How much does this cost me in Mexico? How much does this cost me in America, you know? When I go here into the farmer's market, you know, I'm thinking to myself, how much did this carrot cost me in San Cristobal 2 years ago or a year ago? How much did this potato cost me in freaking Medellin a couple months ago, okay? I'm always comparing prices. I'm always trying to save money. And this is one of the reasons why I eat home. I eat healthy food. I cook my own food. I do my own pasta. I do all that stuff because I'm saving money. A penny saved is a penny earned. A penny found is also a penny earned. Keep that one in mind, okay? So I want you guys out there to understand something. We are going to come in very, very hard times. Now, those hard times for the average goy, they're going to be hard as fuck. But for those with the Jewish mindset, we're going to flourish. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.